The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I hope you had a great weekend. Joy and I did. Joy had a mother-daughter weekend with our daughter. They went up to Amish country for a couple of days and had a wonderful time, and I was so happy that they had that time together. I stayed home and had the privilege of being in church. As most of you know, Joy and I have a ministry called Cross Power Ministries. And on most weekends, we want to be out somewhere ministering. And until the whole COVID thing came, we were booked just about every weekend somewhere. Our speaking schedule has really diminished since COVID. We're grateful for every opportunity, though, that we have to get out. Anyway, I had the privilege of being at our home church, Genoa Baptist in Westerville, and Pastor Frank Carl is in a series in the book of Daniel. And my mind just went blank. He was in Daniel 8 or 9, Daniel 8, I think. I'd have to look it up. Anyway, the prayer of Daniel. He's coming to the end of his life. He is living under a brutal secularistic regime. And his prayer could not be more appropriate for the times that we are living in today. Just, you know, my old preacher in California, some of you have heard me say this, my pastor that I grew up with in California had an eighth grade education. He was a Missouri hillbilly that moved to California in the late 40s and was a brilliant Bible scholar. Didn't have a seminary education, college education. I don't believe he had a high school graduation, but he was a brilliant man, Bible scholar. And I remember this from when I was a kid. He used to say all the time, the Bible is more up to date than tomorrow morning's newspaper. And as I was listening to the message from Daniel and the prayer of Daniel, I thought it would be almost impossible for this prayer to be more relevant than to what we are experiencing in America today. And it was just a wonderful reminder how relevant the Bible, God's Word, is today. Just incredibly relevant. Hey, by the way, a program note, top of the hour, 4 o'clock, Lord willing, Dr. Robert Jeffress, pastor of the historic First Baptist Church of Dallas, will be joining me live. Top of the hour, 4 o'clock, Dr. Robert Jeffress. And he has been one of the closest ministers, pastors to Donald Trump. And I am anxious to hear his thoughts on what's going on at the White House, Washington, D.C., and in the world today. All right, we've got so much to get into today. Impeachment articles will be presented, unless something dramatic changes, will be presented and possibly voted on tomorrow in the House of Representatives. What? Like 10 days left in Trump's presidency? It's childish tit-for-tat revenge. It has nothing to do about what's best for America. Nothing. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Some people say, well, Donald Trump is so childish. He's like a petulant child. And you know what? There have been times he has acted that way. It's true. But listen, when you speak of childishness, Donald Trump has nothing on Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and a whole bunch of the Democrats who are just act. You know, Joe Biden says this is all going to be about unity. Really? You tell me anything that Joe Biden has said in the last 2 months that has anything to do with unity and uniting us. I don't think it's going to succeed today. Nancy Pelosi tried to force Vice President Pence, into invoking the 25th Amendment to have the president removed. He has refused to do that, as I expected him to. So that has failed. And so now they're saying we are going to impeach. Why? Inciting violence. Really? All right, we'll talk about that later on in the program. But the next 2 or 3 days, in fact, the next 10 days, are going to be extremely interesting. And may I just issue a warning, and I do this constantly because I keep having to do it. Please be careful of wild conspiracies. There are some absolutely wild conspiracies going around on social media right now. Just wild conspiracies. I've looked into them. I cannot find any verification for them. I cannot find any substantiation for these wild, wild, wild conspiracy theories about what Trump is going to do in the militia and the Insurrection Act and so forth. But it is these conspiracy theories are going wild on social media. And the source are some obscure podcasts with very little credibility. I guess anything is possible, but I'm just saying, folks, be careful. All right? Be careful. All right. Here's some good news. Anybody want to guess what country on planet Earth is experiencing the fastest rollout of the COVID vaccine anywhere in the world? No, it's not the United States. No, it's not any country in Europe. It is Israel. Here's the headline from CNBC, Israel's COVID vaccine rollout is the fastest in the world. Israel's vaccination drive began on December 19th with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the first person to be vaccinated in the country. Priority has been given to people aged over 60, healthcare workers, anyone clinically vulnerable, and so forth. Population of Israel is 9 million to date. 1.59 million people in Israel have been vaccinated. Fastest rollout in the world. Of the primary groups, over 60% in the entire country have already been vaccinated. Israel continues to amaze the world in so many areas. So even in fighting this pandemic, Israel is leading the world, as they do often. You cannot deny there is something unusual and even supernatural about the land of Israel.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I tell you, the next 6 months are really going to be fascinating to watch. I say this continually because I believe it. Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. When Joe Biden is inaugurated, the liberal left will not be in total control of the government of the United States. Not total control. Some people are saying that. No, not total, but they're going to have an incredible amount of influence on the future of America, at least for the next few years. And I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I said to you, and I'm by the way, I'm not the only one. Many people were saying this, not just me. But months ago, I said if the Democrats gain control of the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, one of the first things that we are going to see attacked is freedom of speech. Well, the inauguration has not even occurred yet, and we have seen Twitter suspend Donald Trump. We have seen Facebook suspend Donald Trump permanently simply because they don't agree with his viewpoint, his opinions. I am seeing, and I have a Twitter account, okay, and I encourage you to follow me at Bob Burney Live on Twitter and so forth. But to be really, really honest with you, I'm not into Twitter. I don't get it. It doesn't appeal to me. If you open up Twitter and then look, 45 seconds later, you have 100 new tweets from 200 more people. For me, it just doesn't appeal to me. So I don't pay a whole lot of attention as to what goes on Twitter, how many followers and all that. But I am hearing from dozens of people who are conservatives, either religiously or politically, how that Twitter is purging their accounts. They're just canceling followers, just willy-nilly canceling followers for no reason, just canceling, just knocking them off their Twitter feed. I'm seeing this from many, many conservatives. This is not right, and it's incredibly inconsistent. Can I give you an illustration? Twitter and Facebook have canceled Donald Trump's accounts because they believe that he is inciting violence. And I'll give you my thoughts on that later on in the program. I don't believe he is. But anyway, so they canceled Trump's Twitter account and Facebook account. But remember Kathy Griffin, the vile, filthy, dirty, leftist female comedian? Do you remember when she posed a picture of herself holding a severed head of Donald Trump, a decapitated head of Donald Trump? Remember that? It had blood all over it, you know, and she was holding it by the hair. And there was some outrage. And she was forced to quasi-apologize. Well, I probably shouldn't have done it. And the only reason she did that was she lost some bookings. She's a comedian. She's an actress. And some of her shows or her performances were canceled. So she was losing money. So she issued, again, a quasi-apology. I should have been thinking, okay. Today, Kathy Griffin has tweeted the same photo. The very same photo that she apologized for many months ago. And guess what? Twitter has not taken it down, and Twitter has not canceled her account. In addition to that, there are numerous Chinese organizations involved in slave labor, forced abortions, who are posting things on Twitter, and Twitter has no problem with that. None whatsoever. The hypocrisy is palpable. Now, Representative Nunes, many of you are familiar with him, particularly his defense of Donald Trump during the impeachment proceedings from California. He has issued a statement that Twitter's actions, Facebook's actions, Amazon's actions — I don't have time to go into this, but many of you are familiar with this brand new platform called Parler — and Amazon and Apple are basically trying to shut that down. Well, Representative Nunes is saying this is an antitrust civil rights RICO issue, and he is demanding that there be an investigation into racketeering. I think he has a good point. Will he get anywhere with a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives? I don't know. Even the ACLU and even the Prime Minister of Germany, Angela Merkel, and high government officials in France are condemning Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. When we come back, Dr. Robert Jeffress.